This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 153 for Tuesday, November 21st. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is making modest gains on Tuesday with positive sentiment in vegetable oils. European rapeseed, Malaysian palm oil, and Chicago soy oil are on the rise, but crude oil is taking a step down due to expanding supplies from Western nations. The Canadian dollar is up more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. Statistics Canada reported today that inflation slowed to 3.1% in October compared to 3.8% in September. The federal government will table its full economic statement in the House of Commons later today. The January canola contract is up $3 per ton at $719.70. In the U.S., corn and soybeans are on the rise, while wheat is mixed. Nearly 554,000 tons of U.S. corn were shipped during the week ended November 16th, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, 21.7% less than the previous week, but 11% more than the same week 1 year ago. The USDA also reported that 93% of the U.S. corn crop was harvested, compared to 96% last year and the 91% five-year average. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier left his 2023-24 corn production estimates unchanged at 121 million tons for Brazil and 52 million tons for Argentina. The March corn contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.90. The U.S. shipped 1.61 million tons of soybeans for the week ended November 16th, down 22.4% from the previous week and a six-week low. Most of the shipments went to China. Chinese soybean imports in October totaled 5.16 million tons, nearly all coming from Brazil. AgRural reported that 68% of Brazil's soybean crop has been planted compared to 80% 1 year ago. Cordonnier left his soybean production estimates unchanged at 158 million tons for Brazil and 50 million for Argentina. The January soybean contract is up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.75. More than 358,000 tons of U.S. wheat were exported during the week ended November 16th, the largest total in 7 weeks and 23% larger than the same week last year. U.S. winter wheat planting reached 95% on November 19th, down 1 point from the five-year average. Emergence was at 87%, 2 points above average, while conditions were 48% good to excellent, a gain of 1 point from last week. The March Chicago wheat contract is unchanged at $5.71 U.S. per bushel. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $6.19. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.27. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, November 21st. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.